tonight, the Philadelphia Phillies host the Arizona Diamondbacks in Game 1 of baseball's best-of-seven National League Championship Series. Both of these teams have been red-hot in the postseason. The Phillies just eliminated the powerhouse Atlanta Braves, and the D-backs just swept the Brewers and Dodgers in succession. WHYY Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn sets the table ahead of all of the action with the help of John Stolness, co-host of Billy Penn's Hittin' Season podcast.
Hi, John.
Hi, Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope you are as well. As we set the table, the stage for this series, let's talk about some consumables. Let's take the beverage order. In terms of beer, there is nothing too hazy about these two teams.
No, there isn't. These two teams use starting pitching and power to blitz through the first two rounds of the playoffs. The Diamondbacks have yet to lose here in the postseason. They swept the Brewers and then swept the Dodgers. The Phillies have only lost the one game, that game in Atlanta. And so both teams have made quick work of the teams in front of them. So it's been an impressive run for both teams.
And there are some really fine wines in this group, some veterans to look up to for results on both sides.
Yeah, well, it starts and ends with Bryce Harper for Philadelphia, obviously, and what he did in the division series. He just continues to add to his legend. But the Phillies lineup is littered with all of these star veterans, Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos, Trey Turner. And then you look at the rotation, Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, their top two starters. They kind of get overlooked with all the power that the Phillies bring to the table. JT Realmuto, of course. But the Diamondbacks have a couple of veterans that they look to as well. Their first baseman, Christian Walker, is their big power threat over at first base. And they have another guy, Ketel Marte. He's a 29-year-old veteran, been around for a while. He's a really, really good second baseman. So they've got some fine wines over on that side of the field as well.
What about some fresher faces to baseball who are doing really well? Some of our nouveau wines.
Yeah, so Johan Rojas, obviously the Phillies center fielder, made that spectacular defensive play in center field in Game 4 against the Braves, saving the game really for Philadelphia. And he hasn't done much at the plate, but he's not in the lineup really to give you much offense. He's in the lineup to do what he did in center field. And the young guys, you know, the Phillies daycare, Bryson Stott, Alec Bohm, Brandon Marsh, these guys, especially Marsh, played really well in the division series in games 3 and 4. Looking over on the other side of the field, the Diamondbacks have maybe the best 22-year-old player in baseball right now, a kid named Corbin Carroll. He had a tremendous series against the Dodgers, had 30 doubles this year, 25 home runs. He was their best offensive threat, and he's really the guy that makes them go. They also have another young catcher. His name is Gabriel Moreno, 23 years old, a very good hitting catcher and somebody that the Phillies are going to have to pay real attention to.
Well, sticking with our setting the table menu, what are the house specials? What does it really come down to?
It's going to come down to what just about every playoff series comes down to: starting pitching, power, and the bullpen. And I think the Phillies have the edge in all three of these different areas. Now, the strength of the Diamondbacks is they have their top two starters, like the Phillies, are both extremely good. Zach Gallen's going to pitch game one. Merrill Kelly is going to pitch game two. They match up very evenly with Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola. After that, games 3 and 4, the Phillies have a decided pitching matchup in the starting rotation that is to their advantage. You look at power. The Phillies have a more loaded lineup from top to bottom. There's four really solid hitters for Arizona. The Phillies really can run up 7 or 8 really good hitters, and that's going to be the key. Whoever hits the most home runs in this series is going to win the series. And then the bullpen. We saw how Rob Thompson managed the bullpen. When you've got hard throwers, guys who can throw 97, 98, 99 miles an hour, like the Phillies do, that is a huge key because you don't need your starting pitcher to go as long. Those are the three main ingredients for winning any playoff series.
Wow. Now, did the Phillies get a Michelin star rating for returning to the National League Championship Series, or does that come when we hopefully, fingers crossed, go all the way and get into the World Series and maybe get a win this time?
Yeah, I think you get at least one star for getting all the way to the NLCS, especially when for the second year in a row, you've taken down the Atlanta Braves, a 104-win team. That is a monumental accomplishment, and it's been such a fun ride. I think even if the season peters out here in the NLCS, which I don't think it will, I think you still have to look at this season as a real fun season and a success. But that being said, the goal is to win the World Series this time around. And the Phillies are the heavy favorites to win this round of the playoffs and get back to the World Series. There will be that disappointment if they can't get by Arizona here in this round.
John Stolness is one of the hosts of the podcast Hittin' Season, presented by WHYY and BillyPenn.com. Thanks for your time this morning, John.
You got it. Anytime.